just to overview what's going on in the world of talk radio, courtesy of our friend, good friend of the program, good friend of people who love the format, talk radio, talk television, talk, and where it all goes. Every week, Talkers Magazine at talkers.com overviews with charts the top stories and the big people in discussion mode among most of the news talk radio stations, maybe political radio stations. Some people refer to them as that. So this is the week of April 7th to the 11th. Michael is here with, I guess that when I look at this list, I try to pinpoint some of the things that I think would be of most interest to you. You're here to discuss the issues from your point of view and what you've gotten by monitoring a lot of these talk radio stations and programs during the course of the week. So at number 10, the fact the University of Connecticut won the NCAA title, both men and women, must have been exciting for you.
It was exciting to me from a personal standpoint because I, in my career, spent some time a number of years ago as a talk show host at WTIC in Hartford. Matter of fact, I was the one who brought full-time talk there more than 20 years ago. And as a result of that, I got to know how the people in Connecticut feel about the UConn Huskies, both the men and the women. And the thing that I learned from that experience was that in places where they have great college teams, the people of the entire region rally around those teams very much the way people in big metropolitan areas rally around professional sports. And I would say that in the state of Connecticut, the UConn Huskies, both the men and the women's basketball teams, are the most popular teams, professional or college, any sport in that state. Most popular, without question.
Very interesting reality. It's only happened once before. There have been a lot of people talking about that. Now, in addition, staying with sports talk and sports talk radio at number 10, this compensation controversy, whether or not athletes should form unions and get paid, where do you think that's going, and how are the talk radio hosts handling that discussion?
Well, I mean, it's really unfair to the athletes, but it also it makes you wonder about the whole academic situation, that there's so much money involved in running universities for prestige and for getting donations. It ties into a discussion about the quality of academics and priorities that we have from a cultural standpoint. It's a very complex issue, and one that I have thought about for many years. I don't know where you stand on it. Talk show hosts are all over the place on it, sports talk show hosts even more so. But should we really be putting all of that attention on college athletics?
No.
And care so much about it?
Yeah, no. That's the answer for me, you asked how I felt, no is the answer to that question.
No. I agree with you. If it were up to me, and I know I'm going to make a lot of people very angry by saying this, if it was up to me, the only people that would play would be people that are academically qualified to be at that school.
Right.
And nobody would get paid, but there'd be no money. The money would go to the school, and it would be, well, I just think the entire sports world is out of whack from an economic standpoint. And I think that really ties into a look at our priorities and what we consider to be important in our culture.
Amen to that. Michael Harrison reviewing the top 10 items, the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. At number 9, relationships between the United States and China. We know things are rocky with the Russians, but this latest China thing has sort of caught people off guard because nobody's paying attention to the real news in America, and that ought to be part of the discussion here, Michael, don't you think?
Well, that's the big discussion. I mean, you know, whether we talk about the details of the foreign policy of our relationship with China, that's a whole area of discussion if we want to get into that. But I think on a broader picture, we as Americans have got to be more informed by journalists as to what's going on in the world and how we relate to the world. I remember when I was a kid growing up, they used to say, you know, the people in the Soviet Union, the people in Russia, they don't really know what's going on because the newspapers there, Pravda, they're run by the government, and they don't really tell the people. They don't realize what their country is doing. And if the people knew what their country was doing, they'd be upset. Well, today in America, And you've traveled the world, and I've traveled the world. It's amazing how the average person in foreign countries knows more about American foreign policy and more about what's going on in the world than even educated people in this country. I mean, I've seen it for myself.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Yep.
I think that that's very dangerous.
Yeah, it is extraordinarily, it's amazing, extraordinary, how much other people know about what's going on here, how much we don't know about what's going on in their countries and don't know about what's going on here. Sign of a sick society. The tie at number nine, continuing conversation about the Malaysian airliner, has become nonsensical, and I don't know how much you want to say about it, but you ask sometimes what I think. It's becoming nonsensical. At any rate,
it's becoming, you know what's funny, Doug? It's becoming a big story. The big story of the big story is that it is such a nonsensical big story. The fact that so much attention is being paid to it as a drama, as a soap opera, that's becoming the story. And you know something? That ties back into what we're talking about, journalism in America. Everything comes back to the irresponsibility that corporate journalism continues to display.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a that's just a very deep-seated, rotten problem that's just really hurting our democracy.
Up next on the countdown, numbers 8, 7, and 6. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com will learn what those numbers represent in terms of topics and ideas up next here.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer. Boston Adams. It was Boston Beer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We've reviewed number 10 and number 9, so we move on to number 8. which is basically a discussion of Hank Aaron and comments that he made, sort of in line with, it's sort of a quasi sports and news story, Michael. He was being feted for his 40th anniversary of breaking Babe Ruth's anniversary, Babe Ruth's record, and he got talking about the GOP. Somebody asked him about President Obama. So what do you make of this?
Well, I mean, the Republicans have so much infighting going on now about some of the different levels of political incorrectness that they deal with. And I think it's unfortunate that we talk in extremes and accusing each other of hate crimes for really political incorrectness. And although I didn't hear the actual comments, I certainly think that there is a difference between the KKK and the Republican Party. And I think it's a broad brush that Hank Aaron painted with. There may be some cases where people are guilty of nastiness, but I don't think you can accuse an entire spectrum of American political ideology with that kind of a comment. So it's unfortunate.
Well, I think you've hit it, as usual, on the head. There are some members, perhaps, of the Republican Party, certain persuasions. There are probably Democrats as well. There are people who don't hold people of different religions, different ethnicities, leaping, if you will. I'm going to make quick mention number seven on the countdown this week, a continuing discussion about the Russians and the Ukraine. But let me move over to number six, which sort of holds in league the same conversation with regard to race relations. Hank Aaron says something about the GOP. Eric Holder having a discussion or an argument, being grilled by Louis Gohmert, who's a Texas Republican congressman. Holder doesn't answer the question. He just accuses this guy of being a race baiter. And so no answers to questions. It stops when Holder doesn't want to answer the question, says, you guys are racist, basically.
Yeah, it's more of the same. And, you know, again, some of these topics are so complicated, but it's unfortunate that we're quick to call people racists. I mean, there are racists, and racism should not be tolerated. But you can't go and call everybody a racist just because you may not agree with what they're saying. I just came back from the Hold Their Feet to the Fire conference in D.C. that deals with immigration reform. And so many people that talk about that are called racists and bigots and haters, when all they are is just expressing their opinion about the Constitution and about, you know, border control. So we're too quick to call people Hitler. We're too quick to call people racists. And I'm very skeptical of any news story I hear where somebody's called a hater, a Nazi, a racist.
Yeah, it's easy to call people names and to have no substance tied to it. Okay, so we covered numbers 10 through number 6. We'll get to the top 5 in the next half hour. Coming up next here on the Countdown, an overview, it's actually a Countdown Extra, the story of the Oscar Pistorius trial from the mind and mouth of an expert when it comes to this sort of trial and this sort of law. So that's up next here. Stick around for that. I'm Doug Steffen.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Latest on Good Day in the prosecution of Oscar Pistorius. His murder trial has been going on this week. The prosecution says that the defense that's been put forth so far is an outright lie. Mr. Pistorius claims he mistook his girlfriend for an intruder and accidentally shot her. Pistorius, target of relentless, and some people say combative questioning during the entire week. Here to talk about the situation is Stan Friedman. He is a former federal prosecutor with the Department of Justice. His experience in the criminal area has included cases involving public corruption, bank fraud, savings and loan fraud, all kinds of things that are scurrilous. So, Mr. Friedman, thanks for joining us. What's your take on the Pistorius claims and the prosecution saying that there's nothing truthful in anything that he's saying?
Good morning. I think the prosecution is doing a very good job at hammering away at Oscar Pistorius and knocking down his defenses.
Well, what do you think? If you were the prosecutor and you're listening to all this, does he present himself as a credible witness?
No. His story is starting to break down, and his emotional situation, I don't think helps his case.
You mean all the crying and throwing up in the courtroom, that doesn't give him sympathy?
I don't think so. There's no jury here. There's a judge with two helpers, two assessors, and I don't think she's going to be impressed by that.
Perhaps, did it prove mental illness at all?
Apparently, his lawyer has not presented that as a defense. And if that was his defense, it might be that situation might be helpful, but here it's not.
All right, so what do we need to know as Americans about the difference in our system and their system? There's certainly plenty of play. People are watching this on television. They're listening to it on the radio. They hear the responses that he gives, always addressing the judge. Doesn't address the prosecutor. His answers are always aimed at the judge. How is that, the fact there's no jury and all that sort of thing? But if you wouldn't mind explaining the difference between the basics of our system and their system.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And that's probably the most fundamental difference, the fact that in most situations, somebody who's on trial for murder would be judged by a jury, of his peers or her peers. It would be a 12. And to get a verdict, you need a unanimous vote. So one person could be impressed by his emotional state, and it could be a holdout situation. But here it's a judge. I wouldn't expect there to be a mistrial based on the judge not being able to make a decision. She's going to vote one way or the other. And I think she's going to look at the facts of the case in a very cold and dispassionate way, where a juror is going to be maybe impressed more by his emotional state, perhaps more impressed by his celebrity status. I think we've seen that in this country a little bit. And so the whole dynamics there works very differently. Also, in an American court, it's very unlikely that the prosecutor is going to be able to level the kind of charges or maybe make the type of sarcastic comments that the prosecutor is being permitted to make. Typically, the prosecutor just asks fact questions, and then the defendant answers, and that's it. There's no such comment commentary that we're seeing here in South Africa.
The prosecutor says that Pistorius actually shot this woman as they were talking. You wonder where the evidence comes from, since there was nobody else there. How do they come up with, you can see the holes in the door, dead body.
Right.
All right, but how did they come up with the two of them were talking before he shot her?
Well, there was this neighbor that reported screaming, and then the sound of shots. And the story is, well, that was him screaming. And apparently he does have perhaps a little bit of higher voice. So he was, after he realized that it shot his girlfriend, that he started screaming.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the prosecutor's side of it is, well, it was the woman screaming, and she was screaming because she didn't want to be shot by her boyfriend.
Mm. Well, who would?
Mr. Friedman, it seems a little odd to me that in a crime of passion that there would only be four shots taken. Isn't there usually some difference there with in a crime of passion?
Yeah, oftentimes you do see multiple stabbings. 20 stabbings,
or they empty the clip, right?
Right, exactly. And here we didn't see that. So
has that been brought up, or has that been a piece of the argument?
No, but I think somebody should maybe share his fee or salary with you, because I don't think that's been brought up, actually. I think that's an actually important point, but I have not heard that being brought up in the trial.
I should have been a lawyer.
Does he get 25 years if he's found guilty?
Right, at least 25 years. He'd be eligible for parole after 25 years if he's found guilty of murder.
All right.
And so there is a shot, a reasonable chance, I think. The best odds is that maybe he'd be found guilty of probable homicide rather than murder, given the emotional nature of the circumstances.
Right.
So the judge would have a lot more flexibility there.
Pretty interesting, and how it's playing out in America as well as South Africa and the rest of the world is also an interesting part of the story. Thank you. Stan Friedman is here, a former federal prosecutor with lots of info on law. sfriedmanlaw.org is his website.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with a PH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
Back to our review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the overview of the top 10 hits, the stories of the week that have made it to the top of the pile, reviewed every week of the year by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So we have gone through, I'll review for you the numbers 10 through 6 that we talked about already. UConn winning the NCAA title twice, and the controversy over student athletes getting compensation. At number 9, relationships with China and the continuing search for Flight 370. At number 8, immigration reform is back around because Michael mentioned he was at the Hold Your Feet to the Fire rally this week, all about immigration in Washington. Hank Aaron made some comments that he may or may not want to take back this past week. Also a tie for number 8. Number 7, the aggression in the Ukraine, the Russians, and the American relationships with them. Number 6, Eric Holder testifies, or really doesn't, after he plays the race card on Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas. So that brings us around to number 5 this week, which is discussion of sort of the same old, same old. I don't know how we jazz this up, because every time one of these events happens, it has the same treatment, and then nobody really knows what to do about the acting out of young people in high school and college, in the military, etc. So the Pennsylvania school stabbing, Michael, at number 5.
Yeah, I guess the thing that's being talked about this is whether we should have knife control now as opposed to gun control. I mean, people are actually now using the fact that it was a knife and not a gun to talk about whatever their point of view is about which kinds of weapons should be controlled. When in fact, of course, reasonable people realize that it's the violence and it's the emotional instability that runs throughout our society, particularly with young people, that we have to address.
So we talk about instability. During the Good Day program this week, had an expert on who was very interested in discussing the chemical reaction of these various chemicals in one's body. Because they are all different depending on your makeup. That's how you're going to receive these chemicals, but also the overuse of them. We seem to be talking more about that. But then on the other side, there is, as you have suggested, suggestion after suggestion to put these X-ray machines everywhere. So you can't get into work I had a discussion last night with the superintendent of schools in the town where I live. They've locked every door to every school. All the teachers now have badges which open up the doors. Otherwise, you have to buzz in to the office. They won't let you in. They want to know. There are video cameras at every door. All of this sort of thing. What kind of people are we going to be raising? Everybody's going to be afraid of everything.
Well, it really is very, very depressing. I know that when I do business in New York City or Washington, and just to go see somebody on a business meeting in an office building is like going on an airplane.
Yeah.
or getting into the White House, I find that extremely depressing. It's a sign of a society becoming unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we have to protect ourselves, and we have to protect people in public places from those, whether you want to call them crazy or unstable individuals who might be carrying weapons. I mean, there is a reason behind it. On the other hand, though, as a sign of the times, and an environment in which we live, it really is quite disturbing that we have to do that. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that was the whole thing. It just, it's frustrating because nothing seems to be, there doesn't seem to be any solution to the problem. And it's one of the things the rest of the world looks at us. You know, everybody seems to want to come here to learn and to get a job, but they don't much like many of the facets of our society because they don't hold up with what they're used to. And so, you know, that the conversation goes on, no solution. Number four on the countdown this week, Ms. Lerner, Lois Lerner, former director of the IRS, has been cited again for contempt. That tied with the resignation of Kathleen Sebelius from Health and Human Services make this administration not look so good again.
Yeah, well, it's so much for transparency and so much for hope and so much for a better day. Needs a new boss, same as the old boss. I'm tired of replacing one administration that leaves a lot to be desired with another one that leaves a lot to be desired. When are we going to learn that this is just endemic to the political process and to the system and the kind of people that it attracts, whether they're George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter. I mean, where are we going to learn that this type of repression, this type of vindictiveness, this type of just dishonesty is something that just seems to be spawned by government and by people in politics?
Yep. It is, and these people all want to, going back to what Holder did or didn't say this week, they are happy to throw back in your face, if they're different, then it's your fault because you don't understand how different we are. Well, what's Lois Lerner's excuse? I'm a woman, so you can't ask me questions. Kathleen Sebelius was probably the most inept, and there have been plenty of inept people in this administration, as there are, you know, when you have a sea full, one of the references I guess I was making, Michael, we have a sea full of talent in this country, but we keep picking people who are not suited for the job because they may have better political credentials.
Well, that's what I was saying. The system rewards or seeks out or attracts people that are not qualified to do the job.
Yeah.
They're only qualified to get the job. I've never seen an industry, government, with more people in it that know how to get the job because the system requires being a sycophant, kissing butt,
yeah,
raising money, owing favors, you know. But it doesn't prepare anybody to run these divisions and these departments and these processes that are very, very intricate and require knowledge and require ethics. There's something terribly wrong with the way we do it, but you know something? I feel like a broken record saying it because people have been saying this for years, and it just keeps perpetuating itself. What I want to understand is why does it continue when we have already learned the lesson? And why do we always point the finger at the other party, whichever it is, if you're a Democrat or Republican, when they are the ones doing it, when it's obvious at this point both sides do this?
Yep. Well, let's continue this a bit with our discussion of numbers 2 and number 1. Before we get there, though, we have to go to number 3, which is the continuing ad nauseum nauseous discussion of global warming and the weather. Good Lord, haven't we got anything better? These people keep trotting this out when there's so much misinformation, misleading conversation. I mean, if you don't take it seriously, it's all fine, but a lot of people take it seriously.
Well, a lot of people have politicized it. It's been turned into an economic engine and a political football. That's all I could say.
Yeah, and that's it. When you look at the stats, you can find somebody on either side to argue your point of view, whatever it may be. Yeah, there is global warming. Of course there's global warming. But how impactful is it versus what the history of the planet is? Goes back 4.5 billion years. These cycles, which we're going through now, have happened hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of times over the history of the planet.
I guess the only thing we could say that would be productive or constructive here is that we should understand the difference between global climate change and global warming. And the question really is are we causing it by having the combustion engines, the internal combustion engine, or not?
Well,
that really is what it comes down to.
There are other people who will blame cows and the fact that they have methane gas coming out of their rear ends. There are people who would be happy to tell you that even staying with agriculture, the usage of manure and where that goes ruins the lakes and streams. I mean, there are all kinds of things that are not necessarily provable, but the suggestion makes sense to those who want to change our lives. It's almost like a religion. Matter of fact, it is like a religion. The same stuff. All right, so that's number
three. That you attach to the back of a cow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Number 2 and number 1. Up next, as we continue our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. I'm sorry, Talkers Magazine, which you can find at Talkers.com.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Bags in Wisconsin.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. If you're going with a new color, test it out first. Paint a sample on a square of cardboard and hang it up in the room for a couple of days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you are ready to go. If you have more painting questions, the experts at Sherwin-Williams will help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 11th through the 14th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
All right, continuing on now, let's wrap up our overview of the top 10 topics. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of these stories that a lot of people find very interesting and intriguing. The top two items this week, Michael, number two, the presidential race. Good Lord, it's still 2.5 years away. And the midterm elections, which may have more of a focus, the continuing rant on either side, but the Democrats seem to be in the offensive position, and the Republicans like that, mostly because of what our number one discussion, so we can put them together if you want, because number one, once again, is the Affordable Health Care Act this week on the countdown. So do we put them together? How does one affect the other?
Well, you know, I'm the first to admit that these are the best we can do in terms of creating categories and defining topics when they all blend together. I mean, the Sebelius' resignation, which we just did a couple of points ago, is really part of number one as well. Politics ties into it. All these topics blend together. We try the best we can to give a little definition and separate them for the sake of discussion and for the sake of making it interesting and entertaining. But the reality is, one doesn't end and one begins and it's completely different. They all blend together. You deal with that every day being a talk show host, don't you? Sometimes you could be talking about five topics under the umbrella of one topic.
I find myself criticized frequently by my colleagues and my listeners for being here. Whoops, wait a minute. Let's go over there. Or let's go up here or down there. So, yeah, but there, that's what makes it fascinating because there are so many adjuncts to these conversations. And I try not to make them political, frankly, because I think it gets tiresome, as does the continuing overview in our country and other people, as we have mentioned earlier, with things from those in other countries don't understand what's going on in America. This is one of the biggest things that foreigners don't understand, because most of the progressive countries that have elections and democracy, they limit them to 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks. That's the election cycle. Here, it goes on forever.
Yeah, and there's something to be said for it and against it. Again, here we go again with yet another angle. Whether or not it's healthy for us to always, be holding incumbents' feet to the fire, so to speak.
Right.
Where just because you've been elected doesn't mean you're the king.
Right. Exactly. All right, let's review quickly the top 10 items this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com. At number 10, sports talk radio discussions of the University of Connecticut winning both NCAA titles and the controversy about compensation for athletes on the college level. U.S.-China relations and the search for the plane tied at number 9. Immigration reform and Hank Aaron's comments tied for number 8. Russian aggression in the Ukraine, number 7. Eric Holder and his dispute with Louis Gohmert, number 6. The school stabbing in Pennsylvania, number 5. Lois Lerner and her being in contempt of Congress, plus the resignation of Ms. Sebelius, number 4. Global warming, 3. Presidential election conversations, number 2. And Obamacare, number 1. That's it. Our review of the top 10, courtesy of Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A tragedy. Continuing along now with our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the only place you can find this sort of a review. Turning us now is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, lawyer, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. Let's get to the stories first, and then there are some scams that are worth our attention this week. Whenever I find something new, I want to bring it to your attention so you can bring more information to the folks that are listening's attention, Steve. First, though, the Lois Lerner contempt move. That's the number four item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown list. So this woman continues to defy any kind of comment, just defy. Maybe that's what that's the best sentence. Lois Lerner defies Congress, defies logic, defies and denies. So what is her future legally? What is she stepping into here?
The thing is, the one thing she's not defying is the United States Constitution, and she still has a Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate herself, and yeah. Congress is asking her to waive that. She's choosing not to. Obviously, politically, this is a terrible move for her to do. You know, the Fifth Amendment is supposed to mean that we do not have to incriminate ourselves. We're not to intimate that it means we've done something wrong, but that's what people generally think. So I'm not sure they've got much of an action for contempt of Congress as much as their grandstanding, because she does seem to be just exercising the rights she has as an American citizen.
And makes herself look bad, as you've suggested, in the process.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, then what do you got to hide? And she would probably be much better served by testifying. But if she testifies and she chooses to testify, then she cannot then reinvoke it for parts, or I don't want to talk about this. Once she gives up that Fifth Amendment right, everything's out there.
Well, as Rich McFadden, my colleague on the Good Day program, often says, when it comes down to things like this, when you are you're automatically judged. If I say something that sounds like I don't know half of what's going on, well, you don't know, and so people come up with these ideas because that's what we're trained with. Trained to think that there's always bad in people. We look on the bad side, the dark side of people. Not that I think, again, that she's not guilty, because I think she's guilty as sin, but that there are others probably there who are just as guilty. And how far up the tree do you have to put the ladder to get to the end of the story? And that sometimes is a little dicey, because it looks like there's a trail all the way to the White House on this one. So.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I do think the truth will ultimately come out. It may even require some protection from prosecution, but it will come out.
All right, number five this week in the countdown has to do with the school stabbing in Pennsylvania. Who's liable here? We don't hear much about the family, the parents. This kid's 16 years old, stabs 22 people. They all have medical bills. They're all going to be affected by this, many of them for the rest of their lives. So the parents or the families want to sue somebody, because lawyers are probably all over the place. Do you sue the school system? What do you do? How is this handled legally?
You know, this one's going to be tough. The school certainly has an obligation to maintain a safe environment. But from what I'm initially seeing of the stories, this is not a boy who had psychological issues that they should have been on top of.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like initially it came out of nowhere. If, on the other hand, you do have warnings and the school didn't take actions to protect kids, that's where your liability is. The family liability probably pretty much nil. They don't have any, but the institution could have in some instances, and we'll have to see on the facts whether they do here.
All right, let's get to your area of expertise. Excuse me. One of them, that's avoiding scams. A lot of talk this week about the Heartbleed virus and advice for you to change your password. How bad is the danger here from this scam?
Well, you know, it's pretty bad, except for the thing that bothers me about this. It was some Finnish researchers found out about this flaw in the SSL Secure Socket Locator. This is an encryption software that two-thirds of the websites that we all go to use. And so this is when you put in your password, when you put in your credit card, you do messages with personal information, it encrypts it and keeps you safe. It turns out that there's been a flaw there for 2 years. So we do have the patch, but people should be protecting themselves by changing their passwords and really keeping a good idea on their financial assets. Watch them.
Check out Scamicide.com, 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 to review this and other things that you may find yourself involved in without your making the choice to be involved in them. Protection at Scamicide.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.